On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side. And do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today on Divine Mercy Sunday, we give thanks to God and we pray for Pope Francis, our Holy Father. I truly believe in God's providence. He went to meet the Lord the time he did on Easter Monday morning, that he got to taste the resurrection of Easter Sunday and celebrate the Easter liturgies. Next morning went to meet the Lord, and the following Sunday today is Divine Mercy Sunday, which is what his papacy he preached on again and again. Bishop Rhodes, in his message to the faithful, told that Pope Francis's legacy was about mercy. That Pope Francis again and again taught and commanded, just as Jesus taught and commanded, that we must have mercy on those who need it. To go out and be merciful to the poor, the oppressed, those in need. Because mercy is simply giving love to those in misery. And Pope Francis taught us that again and again and again. My closest memory of Pope Francis was when I got to go to World Youth Day in Krakow, Poland, 2016, when Pope Francis called for the Year of Mercy. And that was all we heard the entire week long. The theme was the Beatitude, "Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy." And Pope Francis, who preached and taught us and gave us an example to be merciful. We have confidence and pray for him that he is blessed, the one who is merciful, and that he will receive mercy. As Pope Francis would teach, mercy is loving those in misery. I think we sometimes have a mistaken notion that we cut mercy short as simply a courtroom. Mercy is all about just not justice. Be a little bit better than justice. God, I know what I deserve. Please, mercy. And that's true. And that's right. But it goes beyond that. Every time we come to Mass, except today and a few other times, we say, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. During Easter, we're too busy rejoicing to do that. But sometimes when we go into the Confiteor, our act of contrition at the start of Mass, we think when we pray, through my fault, through my fault, through my most grievous fault, it's another way of saying, I'm the worst. I'm the worst. Through my most grievous worst. When in reality, it's more of us knocking on our hearts, opening the door to Christ's mercy. When we pray, Lord, have mercy, or Kyrie eleison. Eleison is actually from the Greek meaning olive oil. It's not about spare me, as much as it is, pour your healing balm into my wounds. Have mercy and heal me where I need it the most. Yes, mercy is about don't give me what I deserve, but far more, it's heal me in my misery. And sin is the greatest misery. Death is a great misery. And by Jesus Christ's resurrection, he has freed us from death and our sins. And today in our gospel, when Jesus said to his apostles, his first priests, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained. In that moment, Jesus gave his first priests the power to forgive sins in his name. So we have confession not as the courtroom. Confession is the place where we are healed by Christ's anointing and by his balm on our wounds. And our deepest, darkest wounds, which we gave ourselves by our sins, we go to confession, and Jesus is so happy to heal us time and time again. But not only death, not only our sins. Pope Francis commanded, and Jesus commanded, we have to have mercy on those in the misery of everyday life, those who are poor, the rejected, the lonely, the isolated, the oppressed. People right there are exactly those we must go out and have mercy upon and love exactly in their deepest miseries. Lastly, on this Divine Mercy Sunday, we hear that God's mercy is that good, that he saved us from death, from our sin, and is always attentive to us in our deepest, darkest miseries. It's sometimes hard to believe. Our sinfulness seems that great. Death seems that strong. But faith in Jesus Christ tells us differently. Sometimes our own misery seems too great for the Lord to care, too great for God to actually come into and care right there. But like Thomas, we have to ask God for the grace to come to believe in his mercy, the gift of faith to believe that his mercy goes right into our deepest miseries. Our psalm today, Psalm 118, scripture callers are convinced this was the hymn Jesus sang on the night before he died. Scriptures say that he and his apostles went out and sang a hymn. Scholars believe that Psalms 113 through 118, today's Psalm is 118, which is the great triumph song. So as Jesus was about to enter into his darkness, his passion, he sang the psalm of victory, the same song that the Old Testament kings would sing after they won in battle. And in Psalm 118, we just heard, there's the same refrain over and over again, saying, his mercy endures forever. And just like when we hear a song, the refrain echoes in our minds even after the song's over. The refrain, his mercy endures forever. His mercy endures forever. And those were the last words of the song before Jesus entered his passion. That refrain would have echoed through his entire passion, right when it's the hardest to say, his mercy endures forever, right in the deepest darkness. In the same way, that has to be a refrain in our lives. When God's mercies are clearest and most obvious, his mercy endures forever. When it's hard to believe and trust in God's goodness and mercy, His mercy endures forever. That refrain must be on our lips and in our heart, constantly praising God that his mercy is real. And it's a true act of faith to praise him in that way, even in the darkness. And so, we'll pray our own Psalm 118. I'll say the first sentence. Everyone responds with that refrain. His mercy endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Let the house of Israel say.
His mercy endures forever.
Let the house of Aaron say.
His mercy endures forever.
Let those who fear the Lord say.
His mercy endures forever.
He rejoices in the lost sheep and welcomes home the prodigal son.
His mercy endures forever.
He removes our guilt and cleanses us from our sin. As far as the east is from the west, so far he removes our transgressions.
His mercy endures forever.
He holds the keys to death and is the life and resurrection.
His mercy endures forever.
By his wounds we are healed.
His mercy endures forever.
He humbles us that he might exalt us.
His mercy endures forever.
He disciplines his children as a good father. He removes our grasp from our idols.
His mercy endures forever.
He molds our hearts that we might become merciful like him.
His mercy endures forever.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
His mercy endures forever.
Eternal rest grant under Pope Francis, we pray, O Lord. May perpetual light shine upon him. Through the mercy of God, may have mercy on him and all the faithful departed. Mercy of God, may he rest in peace.